At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Badalina Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. She writes for other distinguished publications as well. You can find all of her filings at selenazito.com. We go to Virginia, where the spectacular headlines for days now will feature the governor's race, a celebrity race between Terry McAuliffe, a former governor of Virginia and a well-known political voice in the Democratic Party, and Glenn Youngkin, a first-time candidate for a public office, a man who developed his skills in the global world of enterprise. He comes from the Carlyle Group. However, the story that Virginia tells also includes the attorney general's race and the House of Delegates race. But I want to start with the attorney general. Mayorkas is the name of the man who is now successful. He's from Virginia Beach. He's the son of an immigrant from Cuba. What did he present to the people of Virginia that made him successful as a candidate for the whole state, not just where he's been a dominant voice in Virginia Beach for many years?
Thank you so much. I found this, when I was down in Virginia Beach, I found this race so sort of fascinating. Jason Mayorkas not only has become the first Hispanic candidate to win statewide in Virginia. He's also the first son of an immigrant in 200 years to win a statewide race. Of course, 200 years ago, everybody was an immigrant. But, and he ran a very aspirational race, and he ran on law and order. And those kinds of things are what people expect from their attorney general. In contrast, the Democrat who has held the seat for two terms, first was bogged down for being one of two statewide elected Democrats who was caught having it being dressed in blackface during his college days, but also he was a very strident activist attorney general. Everything was political. And the attorney general's office, people expect you to be protecting the citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia. They do not expect you to be an activist. And that lost favor with voters, after two terms.
He's homegrown. He's 45 years old, Jason Mayorkas. Went to James Madison University for his bachelor's and College of William and Mary for his law degree. And he's been a prosecutor in Virginia Beach Commonwealth's attorney's office. So he's extremely well prepared. And he's a local kid. Good for him.
Right.
And what we're talking about here is the success of a man who heretofore, if we were speaking in the age of my grandfather, a Republican ward leader in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, we would have said Jason Mayorkas fits the profile that the Democrats believe they can win with. And yet, here he is in the Republican column. Is that a surprise? Are the Republicans learning? Is that possible, Selena?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody hasn't read my book, The Great Revolt Inside the Populist Coalition, Reshaping American Politics, they can see the in-depth outline of the sort of different pillars of the conservative populist coalition that give Republicans victories. And Hispanic, first, second, third generation Hispanics are part of that coalition. It has been a growing coalition. It is a very important part of the Republican coalition in that it is a broadening of their message to working class, middle class, immigrants and sons of and daughters of immigrants, that this is the party that has your back, especially in particular with entrepreneurship on and how taxes impact that and fiscal responsibility. This is very appealing to the immigrant community, and they have been turning away from the Democrats for the past 10 years without many people noticing. The only reason I notice is because I'm constantly on the road and listening to people. But they have been on the path towards conservatism for the past 10 to 12 years because Republicans have a message of fiscal responsibility and aspiration that is very appealing to an immigrant.
Brad Todd, who was a co-author with Selena of her book, The Great Revolt, Inside the Coalition Reshaping American Politics, in 2018, reflecting her understanding of the 2016 election, is a strategist for Mayaris. And I want to connect all these dots, if I can, Selena. What we're looking at is a transformation of all the parties. Everybody's moving.
Yep.
But the Republican Party has been moving in a direction of expanding its base since at least 2016. I'm guessing here, but in any event, Jason Mayaris is an indication. He talks about law and order. He talks about policing. And we know safety is a major concern in counties in Virginia where they've had a crime issue during the pandemic. In other words, he's doing commonsensical things, and he won with it.
Right. I mean, it had only Democratic candidates listened to voters rather than told voters, they wouldn't have had such a massive loss on Tuesday evening. And I think it's also important to look at small races like Erie, but also in races like what happened in for the mayor of Buffalo, where the mayor there lost in a primary to a socialist. I'm not saying that as like a hyperbole. She said she is a socialist. He came back, ran a write-in campaign, and won overwhelmingly. So overreach is the constant in this election. The same with the Minneapolis police referendum. It also lost overwhelmingly. People are not listening to voters. Voters are telling you things and you keep misreading it and thinking that as an elected official, it's all about you. It never is about you. That is why Gingrich was incredibly successful, because he continuously said, this is not about me. This is about us. And voters look towards aspiration, which is why Barack Obama in 2008 was so successful. 2012, it was more of a a partisan fight, and he lost voters in that election. But aspiration, whether it was Youngkin or Obama, is what voters go towards. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves.
Our final minute. New Jersey is not resolved, and there will be some attention to the details of New Jersey. But you tell me that also New Jersey has been moving in the same direction, a heavily blue Democratic state. In our last minute, did you hear the same voices you heard in Erie in New Jersey? We want to know what's next for us after the pandemic. We have about a minute.
Absolutely. New Jersey voters are no different than voters across the country, and they believe that there was way too much overreach, in particular on the pandemic in that state. I told both Democrats and Republicans, y'all should pay attention to that state. In all honesty, neither really did, and which is why there was such a surprise on Tuesday night. We don't know the outcome yet. We probably won't know for a week, but both Democrats and Republicans should have been paying attention to what was happening with voters in that state.
Selena Zito. She is selenazito.com for all of her filings. This is the day after Selena Zito gave us a hint of how America is thinking in this recovery year, 2021. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them. It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.